The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Dr. Smith, today we're going to be talking about a really great development in the Midtown Kingston area, and that is the new Pine Street Family Health Center. And we're going to learn what it means for the health and wellness of the Midtown Kingston community. And we have with us Dr. Marta Sanchez, who's the medical director of the Institute for Family Health's new Pine Street Family Health Center. The community health center opened in early November and provides primary care, mental health, podiatry, and social support services to people of all ages, regardless of ability to pay. And it's highly walkable from any place in Midtown Kingston, which makes it really a game changer, I think.
It's a beautiful, brand new facility. It's very nice.
Yeah. So it's really terrific. So Dr. Sanchez is also, as you know, a member of our Board of Health here at the Health Department. So Dr. Sanchez, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. Again, returning guest.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you.
Our office.
Yes. So tell us first a little bit, remind our listeners about the Institute for Family Health, what it is and how it got started, who it serves.
So the Institute for Family Health has been around for a while. It has actually a really big history, which I am not even going to try to say because I think I will fumble it. But it's been around. We have offices in Kingston. We have offices in Ellenville, New Paltz, and Hyde Park up here in the Mid-Hudson. We are also part of an organization with the downstate. So there are offices also in New York City. We are a federally qualified health center, which is why we are able to see all patients. Insurance, no insurance, and we don't turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm. And as the notes indicated, it opened in November. So why you have Institute for Family Health has a big family health center on 32 near our building, just a little mile out of south of Kingston a little bit. Why open on Pine Street? What was the impetus for this?
I think the reason is just to, improve and get more access to healthcare by having, we were sort of outgrowing the Kingston office. I just want to say the Kingston office is still there, still, doing care for our patients. And this is more of a closer like hub where patients who may not have transportation, it's an easier access for transportation, city transportation, but it's also easier access walking distance.
Mm-hmm. And as you know, Dr. Sanchez, from our, we keep pretty extensive data and statistics about population health and health and behavioral health outcomes for the entire county and Kingston. But we know that the Midtown Kingston area does experience some of the worst health outcome and behavioral health outcomes. And a lot of that is associated with poverty and low income, unfortunately. So it seems that the Pine Street facility is a real asset to that community, is it not?
I believe it is. I think, by being there, hopefully eventually we will have maybe more people come in. Hopefully we will have more. Right now, walk-in basis would be hard because we do pre-fill. We usually don't see anyone. If anything is urgent, we will see them. But I do believe that it will help, with access. We also do have like other type of besides doctors and you, we do have pediatrics. I just want to say, I don't know if you said pediatrics earlier, but we do have like care navigators, especially for those patients who might need a little bit more help. We do sometimes also offer produce during the seasons. We our care navigators partner with local farms. So we do try to help with some of those insecurities that are in this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really, that play a big part. And we've said it so often on this program that you can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to thrive, with transportation barriers and safe and affordable housing, employment, in family income, access to fresh and healthy foods, all of that. So first, give us a sense of the actual medical and behavioral health services, just a quick overview, and then we'll talk about some of the other offerings.
I'm not quite sure. What do you mean by that question?
Well, in other words, tell us the various services that you offer in the medical realm, and then
at the Pine Street office, we do have a podiatrist, like you said, so a specialist for anything from the ankle and below. We do also have an OBGYN who does mainly just like outpatient GYN, no surgical or any deliveries. So no OB part of it, just GYN. We have a pediatrician who comes, Dr. Smith, who also works out of the Kingston office. So she is splitting her time between Kingston and Pine Street. We will have a mental health currently, not quite open at Pine Street, but we do have mental health at the Kingston office. And the Kingston office has everything that we have, maybe a little bit more, because they also have dental and they do have mental health. I know mental health sees both patients that are our patients and community patients. As far as like our pediatrics and podiatry and GYN, they see anyone, whether we are primary care providers or not.
Dr. Sanchez, are you seeing patients by both appointment and walk-in, or is the walk-in really more of in terms of an issue of urgency or what have you? Could you just a little bit talk about how an individual would make the appointment and what is the typical wait between their appointment and seeing a physician?
So right now it depends on the provider. Some providers are booked, maybe 4 to 5 weeks out to get an appointment. We don't turn away. Like you said, if somebody were to walk into the office, it does depend on the urgency if they will be seen at the same day. We always do try to accommodate, but obviously it does depend on the urgency.
And Dr. Sanchez, IFH is based on an ability to pay. What exactly does that mean? And for people who may not be insured or perhaps underinsured, do you have folks there that can help them and guide them?
Those are some of the services that we do have. So we have case management. So they will help to see if you qualify for insurance. If you don't qualify for insurance, we have something that's called the sliding scale. And that is pretty much where patients, depending on their income level as a family, as a whole, they get sort of a discount system based off of that. And it just depends on income. I mean, we have patients who pay nothing because of income. And then it really just goes based off that. So I'm not able to give any numbers, but case management would be able to help. And yes, we see whether you have insurance or not. We also do have a program for, like, sometimes we do patients without the insurance. Also, there's the component of like, how do they get their medications? Medications are not cheap sometimes. So we also do provide a 340B plan with a local pharmacy. And sometimes our patients are also able to get discounts on medications, which can also be quite costly.
Wow, that's really wonderful. And as I understand it, I went to the opening, but I didn't absorb all of the offerings. But there were also, as I understand it, some health and wellness types of things, right? Some like fitness types of things and nutrition types of things, right?
We don't quite have that. We do have like diabetic educators, but she's still out of the Kingston office. She has not quite come to Pine Street. But we do try to, I mean, I have to say, I love like nutrition. I love wellness and talking about exercise. I mean, my goal is to eventually maybe hopefully do something that we can do maybe in our community center. I mean, that would be awesome if we can provide something like that for patients.
Mm-hmm.
And also nutrition classes with like a diabetic educator, especially for patients, you know, with diabetes.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. And the care managers really, you know, part of, you know, continuity of care is being able to make sure that folks get to their follow-up appointments and maybe get referred out to specialists in your care. Definitely. Case Exactly. managers help with that, right?
Yes, care. Those are, it's so confusing because we have case, which is insurance, and then we have care management that do help for like the getting to the patients to the referrals. So they do help with patients who have sometimes like transportation issues or difficulties making appointments. So they help to make sure that they do follow through.
Yeah, which is
absolutely. Don't get lost in the cracks of like, you know, the healthcare system.
Yeah, and that's absolutely critical, right? Because, I mean, people who may be facing challenges and barriers to care in the first place might have a difficult challenges that no one is aware of and getting follow-ups. So having those folks there is invaluable. And I see that Letitia Kentop just joined us from your social support services. She's associate director. We're going to talk to Letitia and you some more, Dr. Sanchez. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. It can feel like a race against time. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, it's essential to know that you don't have to confront lung cancer alone. Through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. From screening, treatment, and survivorship support, to finding the right care close to home, we are your community. As your friends, your guides, your teachers, your advocates, and your support system, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org today.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Dr. Marta Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez is the medical director of the Institute for Family Health's New Pine Street Family Health Center in Kingston. Dr. Sanchez, before the break, we were talking about some of the services that are offered and what have you, and could you elaborate a little bit more on some of the more preeminent chronic diseases that your patient population is suffering from by way of, you know, heart disease, diabetes, et cetera? Perhaps you can expand a little bit on that. And what are some of the types of treatment perhaps that are offered or behavioral health changes that might be advised? We would appreciate hearing more about that.
So chronic conditions such as blood pressure, diabetes, sort of all are intertwined in that they really have to do with like our nutrition and our physical activity. So those are things that we as family physicians try to either prevent from occurring, which is when we do blood work and we, you know, check A1Cs and everything. So what we try to do, obviously, is to prevent from patients becoming hypertensive, prevent from becoming diabetics. We do have a campaign right now for healthy heart, where anybody that has the elevated blood pressure, we do have free blood pressure cuffs. So then we have them monitor their blood pressure. We educate them on nutrition. We have handouts on DASH diet. Then for diabetes, we try to prevent diabetes. We do have a diabetic educator who anybody can be scheduled with the diagnosis of pre-diabetes. And essentially, if you know nutrition is good, your physical activity is good, sometimes these diseases can be prevented. And then if you do have them, our goal, obviously, as family physicians, is to try to keep them well controlled, whether it's just by lifestyle or with medication.
And certainly stopping smoking is certainly a big factor in helping to mitigate some of the more severe consequences of heart disease or lung disease, et cetera, as well.
Correct. And also all like the screenings that need to be done also is part of our prevention.
And that's really terrific. And I'm glad to hear heart disease prevention measures in there, Dr. Sanchez. As you're well aware, heart disease is the leading cause of death in Ulster County, has been for many years, and in the nation as a whole. So it's really great that you're focusing in on that area. And just joining us is Letitia Kentop. Letitia is Associate Director in the Department of Social Support Services for the Institute for Family Health's Mid-Hudson Region, and she supervises a team of care navigators who provide resources, referrals, and community and clinic-based one-on-one support to institute patients. Welcome, Letitia.
Hello. Is everyone hearing me well?
Yeah, everyone's hearing you really well.
Thank you all so much for having me this afternoon. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. So tell our listeners what social support services are and why they're so important.
I can jump right on the tail of Dr. Sanchez's comment about some of the more chronic illnesses. So the social support services department really came out of this understanding where New York State had been collecting data on patients who were just chronically ill, but also reporting, you know, factors that we now identify as social determinants of health that were negatively impacting, you know, their ability to access care or their ability to remain engaged in care. And one of the biggest, you know, leans into social support services came with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, whereby population health became very important. So in the social support services department, you do have a team of navigators who will do preventative support for anything from substance use disorder to chronic care management needs. So usually that's your hypertensive patients. And then you'll have patients who need simply access and education to transportation to appointments, access and education to navigating the Department of Social Services system. Unfortunately, we do know that Ulster County, like many counties in the country, are facing a housing crisis. And within the social support services, navigators are skilled at, you know, fine-tuning housing resources and really helping patients with eligibility. So social support services is really this big umbrella that houses a lot of navigators and educators and really this one-on-one support to help a chronically ill patient navigate other things and systems that, you know, contribute to their illnesses.
And, you know, in the first segment, we mentioned it over and over in this program that you can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives with all the barriers and challenges and expect them to thrive. So critically mm-hmm. important. And then, you know, we've seen in the past where, or even in the present, where people do not get the preventative care they need, or they come in for, you know, they end up showing up in an emergency department at a hospital where it's hugely more expensive to get care. Then they get referred to follow-up care. They never get there for one reason mm-hmm. or another, and then end up back in the emergency room again and again. Mm-hmm. So having that continuity of care is so critical.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
And so as far as other the social determinants and navigating through the systems are so important, but do you do your navigators, do they, when you say one-on-one, do you literally help them plan out, you know, not only access to healthy food, but how, you know, menu planning types of things, and, you know, exercise that's, regimens or, you know, protocols that are doable for that particular person?
Oh, so yes. One of the things about, so we can choose health home care navigation. One of the things, insurance companies do contract us to do a very patient-centered form of care. So on a care team of 55, there are 55 different treatment plans, you'll say. And so navigators have to have this flexibility to identify the problems through a comprehensive assessment. And using that assessment, they really turn it into a foundation of care. And so for the patients who are having, you know, chronic illness with limited mobility, for example, a navigator is really going to try and find opportunities for them to do maybe a chair exercise program, which a shameless plug for the Rural Health Network over here in Ellenville. They really do lean into the need for movement for individuals with chronic health issues. Another thing that's very important, you mentioned food. The Institute for Family Health is doing a big push into the Food as Medicine project, which thanks to Medicaid finally turning its eye onto that, essentially a patient will get a mock script and they can walk into a healthcare center and they can walk out of the center with a bag of fresh vegetables, you know, leeks for soup, and they'll also get a recipe, you know, a healthy recipe. And that's something that's going to be starting back up again through contracts with farms such as Philly's Bridge. And in all of that, right, the calling and the follow-up and even the transportation setup is a care navigator, you know, making those calls and putting those connections together. We really want healthcare to be accessible because, you know, wellness is more than just in your doctor's office. So our navigators do wear many hats in that role.
And that seems like a service that all of us could use, right? I know, like speaking for myself, the only time my doctor ever sees me, and he's a wonderful doctor, is when something's wrong. But what about all the other times when, you know, because we know that health is a continual process throughout one's life, right? And it'll go up and down and in between. And it's really great to have a navigator that can be there on that journey with you and help you, you know, help you get back on track if you fall off track. So that's really great. So before we run out of time, which we're rapidly doing, how do folks get in touch with Institute for Family Health, Pine Street, or otherwise? What's the website? What's the best phone number to reach you at?
So, Marta, do you want to chime in for Pine Street?
For Pine Street, our general number, oh my goodness, they put the 844 number. I will get it for you right now.
Actually, the
website is www.institute.org. The Pine Street number, I don't want to fumble it, but the one we have here, this is a general number, is 844 IFHAPPT is what they put
that
on.
That translates to 4342778. I just happen to have it right in front of me.
And then if a patient is interested in care management support, and we do provide health home for Medicaid-based patients. However, our population health will help patients who do not only have Medicaid. They can do a general search for care management partners of Ulster County, and we will actually filter those referrals and needs and assign to care navigators as necessary.
That's really awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you, Dr. Sanchez, for all of the great work that you and your colleagues do.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
And Leticia, you as well, you and your colleagues, so critically important. You fill such an important niche in our community wellness, and particularly being in the Midtown Kingston area is a really terrific development. Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Thank you, and bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.